Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Good case.
Totally fine.
Told you, those are good cases.
Oh my god.
Is it an OtterBox?
It is.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
She knows.
Yeah, I drop my phone daily. Seriously, daily. Like, on cement.
Yeah.
And I have an OtterBox because I drop it daily. I just count on it. And
well,
it...
I don't blame you, because phones today, they have no bumps or anything. They're just glass.
No bumps.
I know. They're really smooth.
Right.
And you can drop them.
Yes.
My work computer is like that. I have to put a freaking case on it just so it doesn't slide off my lap.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like
I'm assuming you're talking about a laptop for your work computer, not a desktop.
My desktop computer.
It's so slippery.
Right off my knees. It's terrible.
It's almost as if, like, it's not designed to be used that way.
Oh, it's
yeah, you always like when with the old non-smartphones, you also always like the ruggedized flip phones with all the bumps.
I did. I got, like, phones that construction workers used. I swear, I was, like, a weird girl. I mean, I'm like, barely a girl anyway, but, like, that's the thing. Like, I was, like, this, you know, college age girl, and I'm like, here's my construction worker brick, this is my phone, this is all I will buy. And even as, like, smartphones became common, I still was like, no, buy the construction brick.
Not enough bumps.
There's not enough bumps.
I don't want a bump phone.
Yeah, well, that's why you got it. Yeah, like, I totally don't blame, like, if I would drop mine if I didn't have this, like, plastic. I mean, and I do still drop it, but if I didn't have this. Wow, OtterBox.
This
Thanks,
episode
OtterBox.
Brought to you by OtterBox.
I'm
like
considering this market research because years ago, my brother and my two cousins and a half, we all decided we were going to start a company to compete with Apple. And we're going to call it Orange.
Yes.
And so we'll make sure when we're doing our cell phone line, we'll have one option with bumps.
Yes, good. Yes, please make it, like, I feel like there was even something recently where it was someone like Kim Kardashian or something, you know, I don't really know anything about them, but, like, I saw something where it was like Kim Kardashian is bringing back the, it was like
some
flip phone
or something.
Like, it was like a phone that flipped open, and I was like, okay, Kim Kardashian, I don't know anything except for about your big butt and the champagne glass photo shoot and the fact that you like flip phones, that's cool. I'm gonna start watching your show. Just kidding, we don't even have cable and I would never watch that show.
I didn't even know that information about her butt and the champagne. My goodness.
No, you have to have seen that was like a thing that went in the
Google
real news.
Kardashian butt champagne.
Yeah,
no,
you'll
I don't
figure
think I will.
Oh no, it was like a cover. It was a cover. It was a magazine cover where she wore like this crazy tight black dress and was like, what was it, balancing like a champagne glass on her butt, and the champagne was going over her head into the glass, and it was pretty impressive.
I live in a hole.
I'm just trying to think of what we should do to compete with OtterBox for cases for Greg's Orange phones.
Weasel crate.
Weasel crate. Muskrat vagina.
Muskrat vagina. Nice.
So close.
Protect your investment with a muskrat vagina. You heard me.
You heard me. That's part of the ad. I love
you,
that.
You heard
That's
me.
That's all the ads.
You heard me.
And they don't tell them what it is, so people have to go into the store and ask for it. And they don't know which store, so a lot of people won't know.
It's like a scavenger hunt.
Yes.
Walk into a bakery. Muskrat vagina? Not around here, pal.
I need to protect my investment.
Oh, I'll buy it.
Oh, that's the long one. That's one of my earlier ones.
All of the instruments.
You gotta turn this volume down so that you don't blast people's ears.
I don't have to
eardrums.
Do anything.
You have to!
I don't have to do anything. Am I recording? I think I still am. Yes.
Still? Oh, good.
Are you
good.
Recording? Are you recording
some...
now? How about now?
Let's see. Yes.
You got it.
Yep. There's. You got it. Yep. Levels are good. Good. Give us an Abby laugh for one of our fans in the UK.
Oh my god.
I love it. I swear to god I love it so much. Like, I can't remember if I ever kept anything in of Abby complaining about her laughter. I don't think I have. And
we were
so
trying to
somebody
think if it was
just
prompted
loves your
by,
laugh.
It's all on Telegram. I can't believe somebody said that.
I loved it. I loved seeing that. I was like, that is the best review ever, because now Abby cannot be embarrassed. You can just laugh away. Mm-hmm. And, which I, you know, it's
but
great.
Then you have so much more to turn down
who
during
cares?
The editing.
I do it anyway. I have to do it anyway. I have to do it for myself. Like I've said before, I have a obnoxious. Hey, nobody's complimented my laugh.
That's true. Nobody has.
Nobody has. So you should just feel free to laugh, and I'll just go cry in the corner, okay?
Hey, people did say your character was Robert Downey Jr.
Mm.
Oh, yeah,
true.
That makes sense.
I can't help but picture Will as Robert Downey Jr. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I like Robert Downey Jr. That is a compliment.
Our latest version of person who might play him is Chris Pine.
Chris Pine. That was a very good suggestion. Chris Pine as Will. Yes. I don't remember what it was that we were watching, but I was like, he was a salesman, and I was like, oh, hello, it's Will.
What was it?
It was something where he was a salesman.
You just said that.
Oh, hello, Chris Pine. Do you have any muskrat vagina?
Yes. Oh, that's the best product ever. I really hope this happens.
You heard me.
Tell me. Yeah. Tell us. Tell us when it happens. It must happen.
Well, it will be sometime. We know for sure it'll be sometime after this recap that I'm about to deliver.
All right.
Before you jump into that, we need to do a shout out to the biggest Pork Fried Dice fan for winning his re-election in a landslide. It was a miracle. Vladimir Putin. Another 6 years. Massive landslide.
Part of that can be credited to us, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably.
I know, I was hired to sit in a room and send diverse of tweets and change my location. Yep. I heard that election too. Yep.
Anyway, I thought I might have enough time to see how many downloads we had from Russia in the last week.
I bet there's none.
Bet there's none. Let's see.
I bet there's one.
I love that so much.
Over the last week, we've had 2 downloads from the Russian Federation.
Yay! Wow.
We are gonna get poked with poison umbrellas, guys.
Oh, no.
One was him, and he also downloaded it for his horse. Yeah, it looks like pretty much every week it's the standard 2, Putin and Putin's horse. Yep. 2 a week.
Man, if we start hearing that Putin has dyed his horse green, we'll really know that he is a fan of Pork Fried Dice. And, you know, because he'll be like my little green pony. Mm-hmm. He'll call him,
he'll call him
Corral. It'll be so exciting.
I want to see a picture of Putin. Remember that picture of him shirtless on a horse?
Yeah, that's why
it's
I was saying
it's
got to
be
that.
On a green horse now.
Greg is already working on it.
Oh,
I guarantee it. That's what he's doing right now.
Yes!
What Link's doing now? Yeah.
All right, there we go. Another anachronistic.
Anachronistic.
Caricature. Caricature.
Anna Karenina. It's a Russian book!
Okay. There we go.
Anna Karenina, that's the one we were just talking about, right? With the big butt and the champagne? Keeping up with the Karenininas. Episode title. Previously on Pork Fried Dice. Now, this might be helpful because it's been a while.
Yeah.
So. The party finally met the woman that was foreshadowed by the mysterious Madame Eva, a young Vistana named Esmeralda d'Avenir. Her dagger was successfully kept out of Will's jugular, and Lank kept himself from tumbling out of the window and down the cliffs below the abbey in which she had been staying. Rafina finally managed to share her cheese, and Esmeralda...
Oh, yeah, the, like, peace cheese or whatever, like...
Peace cheese.
Peace cheese.
The peace.
And Esmeralda revealed that she had killed the dream pastry baking hag that had escaped you back at the old windmill.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
The gang is still not exactly sure what she's doing in Barovia, but they were able to convince her to accompany them at least as far as the purported werewolf den in the nearby forest to attempt the rescue of possibly pantsless Nat. They all set out from the abbey the following morning, but they only got as far as the village of Kresk below before being pulled up short. Irina was drawn magically to the idyllic pond at the north end of the village, where the image of Sergei von Zarevich, the brother and victim of Strahd. Wait, that sentence doesn't make sense.
Oh, good sentence. I can't
appeared.
Read.
Sure.
Oh, appeared.
I'll just...
You just forgot.
Yep.
You just forgot to write the one word. It's okay. You do this all the time. Just one time.
He called out to Irina using the name of Strahd's sought-after unrequited love, Tatiana. And Irina replied as if she were said woman. A hand of pure water reached out of the pool to grasp Irina's, but the party dragged her away before she could touch the aqueous appendage.
We did? Oh, yes. I thought Strahd came bolting down.
You all dragged her back. You were like, don't touch that weird water hand.
Yeah, okay, cool. Good job, guys.
Suddenly, black clouds rolled in, or roiled overhead. That's what I wrote. Roiled overhead.
Appeared.
Appeared. Suddenly, black clouds roiled overhead appeared, and a bolt of lightning struck the pool with enormous force, shoving many of the group onto the ground and collapsing the nearby gazebo.
Oh, shit. Do you remember who's on the ground?
Most everybody but Will, I believe.
No,
and Irina, I don't
for
think.
Me.
Steam billowed forth from the superheated pool, obscuring its shores, and after a moment it dissipated, revealing the dread lord himself, Strahd von Zarevich. He uttered three ominous words, "She is mine," and stared balefully at the watery hand of the brother he had murdered centuries ago.
Whoa. Oh, if we're to believe that diary, right? That's where we found that out, right?
Correct.
The diary entry.
Yep.
All right.
Diary of a wimpy vampire.
Meh. Wimpy.
Diary of a young vampire.
And now he's old, or is he still young?
What?
Yeah, we don't know, I guess.
That was a Anne Frank reference.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see.
It wasn't very effective.
Nope, because I...
Too generic.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So what happens next, DM?
So yes, Strahd is basically situated between the hand and Irina, and you're all sort of scattered around her, most of you, down on your asses, except for Will.
We haven't even found Nat yet. We can't fight this guy.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Nat walks up, you know it's him, because he has no pants on. Hey guys, heading back home.
All right, well, we'll be on our way.
And,
she is mine.
Yes. Irina stands up straighter. She didn't get knocked over, but she was still knocked back a little bit by the blast, and she says, "I am no one's!"
Ooh, right.
Good spirit there,
yeah.
Irina. I'm proud of you.
Strahd says, "No, you are destined to be mine.
Oh.
We are truly..."
Oh, shut up, you.
I would have expected him to come prepared with something.
Right, yeah.
"Our fates are intertwined." That was pretty good.
And there you go.
"This thing here," he gestures back to the hand of the water, "has been destroyed long ago." And then...
And then... Sorry, we're just captivated.
I forgot to mention, it's very late, you all fell asleep.
Well, we don't want to interrupt, I mean.
I know, it's like, woo, well.
And then he says, "No, you will come with me now," and he holds his hand out to Irina and he starts muttering some words under his breath.
Oh man, oh. Come on, Strahd.
How far away is he?
He is about, from you guys, I mean, anywhere from 15 to 20 feet.
Oh, not very far.
Strahd!
Are we injured or are we just on the ground?
None of you have taken any damage from this, and you all had a long rest, so I think everybody's pretty much fresh, unless...
Yeah, we
I think
are.
The only spell that was cast was Batwhack did detect something, or sense good and evil, or...
Yeah.
I forget what
it was.
Yeah,
it was one of those on the lake.
Yeah, I marked it.
Otherwise, I think everybody's pretty much topped up. So you see Irina sort of hold a hand to her head for a moment. Then she shakes her head and she says, "You must take me by force? Right. You think that's what fate is?"
Right, exactly. Yeah, right? Come on, Strahd.
Yeah, good point.
Right.
Score one, Irina.
I mean, Strahd, come on. That's easy. That's the easy way to do it. Don't you want to, like, actually have her like you? I mean, that would be a good way of doing it. It's easy to just force somebody when you have magical, godlike powers.
Why do you care what happens to her? He says to you.
Oh, I don't know.
Didn't expect me to put on the spot like this.
Why do I care? That's a good question.
He's trying to distract you. Well, focus on your current line of words.
My line of words is this. I mean, I only care because it's kind of like I see someone who's kind of similar to myself in a way. I mean, not that I'm as powerful and amazing and vampire-like as you. I'm not really any of those things, but. You know, I came from a place where I could get what I wanted if I wanted to, but you know, like it's not as fun if you could just like snap your fingers and it happens because you have magic or because you're threatening everyone. If you want to love somebody, it's like, don't you think that she wants to like don't you want her to love you? I mean, if you want to be with somebody, don't you want her to love you? Don't you want her to actually be with you? Because it sounds like she wants to fuck this lake. Because, you know, like, instead of you, she wants to fuck a lake. So
that's what it sounds like.
Right. Like, so if that's the case, like, you've got to have a lot of pride. Come on, Strahd. You've got a lot of pride. Don't you want to be looked at, revered more than a lake?
He's just staring at you throughout this whole thing. And then a couple seconds after you stop, he's like, "You talk a lot."
Rafina mumbles out of the side of her mouth to whichever other person is closest to me.
Mm-hmm. Probably Lank.
Lank, I think Will's gonna get squashed.
Am I still splayed out on the ground?
At this point, you could have gotten back up, all of you, unless you don't want to.
Yeah, I've talked for like 5 hours. Yeah. I mean, hopefully people have time. Hopefully I covered for the group to get up.
Irina already just walked off into the pond. She's gone.
I'm just waiting. I mean, like, come on. Part of it is covering for all the powerful people in the group who are not me. I have no weapons or anything. I'm just like, come on. Let's give everyone time to get up and Bathwack go kill Strahd.
Yeah, while
where's the hand, by the way?
It's basically behind Strahd.
Does anyone want me to bring the hand back to life?
Can you?
I might be able to.
Holy crap.
But that sounds like a terrible idea, guys. Don't tell me to do it.
That has never stopped us before.
Bathwack, while Will was talking, you hear some muttering in your ear, and it's Esmeralda, and she says, "Maybe we should try to flank him."
But wait, is he floating out over this lake? He's like up in the air?
No, he's down on the ground. He is on the shore, basically. He's right by the water. You all pulled Irina back away from the water, so he's basically between you and the pond, and the hand is behind him. The hand's pretty close to shore. Irina was about to go out and touch it. It's not like, it's maybe 5-10 feet out into the lake, the pond.
So what are you thinking? Like, you go one way, I go the other?
Yeah, start making your way left there. I'll go around this way. Bring Nick there with you.
All right. I elbow Nick in the ribs. Come on.
You see Nick's face get really excited.
I mean, Strahd's going to see what we're doing, but maybe he doesn't care.
I'll try to throw some fireworks in the air. I randomly throw fireworks in the air. This doesn't work. I wouldn't know. They're probably behind me. I don't know where I am. Behind them?
They're kind of, you were kind of like behind Irina, so they're like kind of, Bathwack's to your left, Rafina and Lank are to your right.
So Bathwack starts moving away from me, and I'm like, he's going to ditch me. Fuck! I've got to fly away. Fuck!
Will's gone.
Yeah, I fly away.
The whole time you were talking, you were actually just floating slowly up in the air.
Yeah.
By this one time you're done, you're 60 feet away.
Bye, suckers!
I don't suppose Strahd counts as undead.
He's a vampire. I think they are undead, right?
You would know that the vampire are considered to be undead creatures, yes.
I was thinking of doing it to the hand because I wanted to bring it back to life for good purposes, but now...
No, turn undead does not accomplish that. That'd be more something like raise dead. There are spells that allow the bringing back to life of dead things. Most of them within your reach would generally require the subject to be recently dead. And also to actually have, like, a body. So, I don't know what you...
Hey, body shaming! He's a lake now! Come on.
Is he really the whole lake?
I don't know. I'm just saying that. So stupid.
You've seen his reflection, basically. It looks like his reflection in the water, and then this hand come up out of the lake.
His hand is of the lake, so, like... Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't want to do anything to Strahd because it's too early.
In the night? In our session?
It's too early in my lifespan.
Yeah. I don't want to be dead. Yeah, awesome.
All right, let's talk some more to Strahd. Strahd, is this your brother here in the lake?
I'm trying to think how we
it's
would
okay.
respond
you
to
have
that.
To be Strahd.
Yeah,
you
it's
to
remember, weird to be.
You
it's
have to
weird
calm
to
down.
Be Strahd.
To be able, yeah,
you have a total normal voice for Strahd, though. Totally, it's totally like you. It's Eric. You're Strahd.
Oh shit!
what kind of accident should I have given Strahd?
Accent. Yeah, I know. You don't want to be Dracula because it's very.
Could it be like Spanish? Or like a Mexican accent?
Puss in boots. I am Strahd in boots.
He does have some nice boots on, Will. You do notice
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, we have a lot in common.
He's like, yes, that was my brother before I disposed of him easily after he dared to try to steal my love from me. Mm. And you hear Irina scoff at that.
You were like,
my love, who you all have been keeping from me?
Hey, there's a reason. I mean, at least on my end, that I was keeping her from you. Last time you asked.
I did.
Okay, I can tell you now, because, and he walks over to Irina, and he, like, holds her arms out and, like, moves if she's wearing some kind of shawl, because it's cold or whatever. I'm like, look, see, fancy arms. Guess what happened before? Her arm fucking fell off because of that Gorin guy we were with. It's totally his fault. But he's dead now, so you don't have to worry about it. But her arm was, like, off, and it was and then it grew back black. It was nasty. So I fixed it, okay? So you got to give me some more time, because there's other stuff that happened to her, and she's a little weird.
Roll a deception check.
Ah, fuck. Okay. All right, here we go. What is my deception? 14. Oh god, he probably has like always knows if you're lying power. He's Santa Claus. He knows when I'm sleeping. Tell when I'm lying.
Says, oh, and how did you fix this malady that she purportedly had?
How did you turn your brother into a lake? I mean, do magicians always reveal their powers? Like,
I turned my brother into a corpse. This image you see behind me is nothing. It is illusion.
He has a hand.
He doesn't seem to be all the way gone. Yeah. I don't think you did a complete job.
Right.
I think I did plenty of a good enough job. He's been gone for centuries, and now he comes back as a watery hand.
Is this the first time you've seen him in centuries? Is this the first time you've seen him? Man, that's gotta be pretty lonely.
My brother means nothing to me! He betrayed me!
How did he betray you?
Are you not listening, little woman?
I don't always listen.
He stole my bride from me! This woman here before you! My beloved Tatiana!
But was it her betrayal if she really loved him?
He beguiled her! We are destined to be together. Irina, come with me, now!
I'm waiting for your proof that you're destined.
Watch! And he does the same thing and he holds out his hand again.
Wait.
That's not proof, that's...
Wait, you don't want her now, she's all messed up. We still have things to fix on her. You don't want her.
Roll a deception check.
Fuck. Oh my god! Natural one. Fuck!
How dare you! My Tatiana is perfect! In every way!
Right, yeah, but...
What's your armor class?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
It is 14. Pathetic armor class.
If if Strahd's going to move on Will, I'm going to do something.
Okay. Then everybody at this point should probably roll initiative.
Oh, crap.
Also, if you want a visual, you can load up roll 20.
6. Yay, I don't go first.
Oh, my God.
15.
5. Will's going to die tonight, everybody. I'm rolling very badly.
Oh, shit. Well, that's a natural 20.
Frank gets to go first.
Frank, my hero!
Oh, I forgot to do this before for Katie. And then this for Lang. There we go. All caught up. Alrighty. Alrighty. So you all see Strahd prepare to cast a spell at Will. Lang, you can act first if you have an action to take.
Alright. Lang, maul in hand, is going to rush Strahd.
Oh my god, Lang, don't die!
Oh, that's dumb. That's dumb.
Lang stops halfway to Strahd, turns around and goes, good timing on the editorializing, Athena. He turns back to Strahd. She thinks it's dumb. Later, fucker. Lang wants to. Lang's over here now.
The battle has a false start.
He's like a mile away.
Oh, all right, you gonna rush up and do what? Talk to him?
Now I'm gonna take a good old maul swing.
All right, go for it.
That is, oh dear, that is a 17.
That hits.
Really?
It does.
Nice. I was expecting nothing to hit. All right.
Did we win? Did we win?
Yay!
6+5. Is going to be 14.
All right, and you're using just your normal maul?
Yes.
You strike Strahd, and it feels like you're striking a mountain.
Oh my god.
You do some damage, but it is not as satisfying as you would hope.
His brother's a lake, he's a mountain. It's a very geographical family.
And when the two combine...
It's a watery mountain.
Yep. They fight over a girl.
They fight over a girl. It's like a poem.
Given your question, I'm wondering if I should have used my hand axe of disruption.
Perhaps.
Yes.
Can I switch weapons without losing my turn for the second attack?
Yeah, you're a good fighter, sure.
All right, let's try that.
Does a little juggle in the air. Flip flop.
That is a... I have this written down, but I'm trying to figure out what the...
I think the bonus would be just your it's +2 to whatever your normal maul would be.
Okay, then that would be 17 to hit again.
All right, that hits.
All right, so then it's 2d6, and he's undead.
He is undead.
So it's, it says if they are 25 or lower, they must save on DC 15.
He's not.
I figured not, but
so yeah,
thought
normal,
I'd bring it up.
It's normal 1d6 slashing damage with an extra 2d6 radiant because he is undead.
Okay. So 1d6 slashing and 2d6 radiant.
Correct.
All right. The slashing damage was 1.
Okay.
The radiant damage is 10.
Got it. You see this axe flash with a holy light as it slashes across him. And it flames up for a moment. You almost have to shield your eyes, it's so bright. And you see him wince slightly.
That's the reaction I wanted!
Anything else?
Guys, he's on his last leg! Get in here! No, I don't think so, no.
Alright, then it is Batwack's turn.
I wish we'd had a discussion before we...
I know.
It's not too late.
You can hold your action until something happens, or if you want to, you can still, you know, all you've seen Strahd about to cast a spell, and looks like Lang hit him a couple times with some weapons.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to hold my action. Do I have to declare it, or can I just wait?
You can either just say you'll jump in when you want, or if you want to, like, ready an action until, like, something specific happens, like, then you can react to it, like... If you were next to him and you were like, if Strahd tries to shoot a spell, then I'll hit him with my sword or something like that. Or you could just wait and jump back in when you would like.
I guess I'm just going to delay. Yeah.
Okay. Alright. Then it is Strahd's turn.
Oh no.
No!
Goodbye, everybody.
Well, goodbye, Lank. The rest of you should probably run.
Alright. So, you see he was about to cast some spell. It does look like Lank distracted him sufficiently, Will, so you can thank him monetarily later. He turns to you, Lank, and he basically just pulls his hand back and tries to backhand you with his bare fist.
Whoa!
What?
That's dismissive!
Oh my god!
And that is 25 to hit.
Yeah.
So that does 7 bludgeoning damage. And...
and you feel a little embarrassed.
16 necrotic damage.
What?
All right.
Why is it 2 kinds of damage? That's not allowed.
Because he's a vampire. Lank just did 2 kinds of damage to him.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
And then he leans back and attempts to headbutt you.
Oh my god.
What? I'm like a foot off the ground. What's he going to do? Limbo his way over to me?
11 to hit.
That does not hit.
All right, you're a foot off the ground. He can't reach you.
Yeah. Does he accidentally do a somersault? I really hope so.
I know, seriously. He's got to get the whiplash or something.
And then...
he just won't acknowledge it.
Sorry, no, I'm concentrating.
I'm in Strahd mode. At all. You're in Strahd mode. You can't think anything's funny or do anything. Gotta be totally serious.
Strahd's such a jerk.
Yeah.
And then it is Irina's turn. And she yells out, "You will not lord over me anymore!" And she rushes up just like you did, Lank.
Oh my god.
She pulls out her rapier and she tries to stab him.
Oh, you dumbass.
6 And does very little damage.
Oh. He's dead. And the NPC kills Strahd. We're done! Yay!
Take that!
Oh, wow.
And then it is Esmeralda's turn.
Oh, good. I forgot about her.
Esmeralda.
She's the Vistana.
From Ireland.
The Irish girl. Okay.
Yeah.
I think she's Scottish.
No, she's...
accent. She's accent.
She's
for some reason, you can't quite place where she's from.
Doesn't she have red hair? Okay, fine.
I don't remember.
No, it is dark brown, curly hair.
I'm thinking of the girl from Bit.
Ron Weasley.
Ron. Obviously thinking of Ron Weasley.
What is she going to do? She is going to... reach out her hand, she mutters a few words under her breath, and a bolt of lightning shoots out of her fingertips towards Strahd. The lightning bolt shoots past him and skitters across the edge of the pond. You can see the flickering tendrils of electricity shoot up the fingertips of the hand, though it seems to be unaffected.
Oh, I was going to say, is he dead now? Again? Is he water dead? What are fish electric?
Did fish nice shot up? There, Lassie.
And she circles around to the left. At the end of Esmeralda's turn, Strahd is going to try to again punch you in the face, Lank.
Whoa!
But he misses. And now it is Nick's turn.
He got a turn because she attacked him?
You don't know. He seems, now that you're in direct combat with him, this vampire seems extremely fast. Sometimes it looks like you can't even really see where he's moving until he's done so.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
Nick is going to pull out his rapier and say, "Batwhack with me!" And run up.
I love it.
And run up, and he's going to try to stab Strahd. And he's going to succeed. He's got sneak attack because Strahd is surrounded by his allies, so he's going to come in with a short sword as well.
He's surrounded by his allies?
Strahd is surrounded by Nick's allies.
Oh, by Nick's allies.
And Nick says, "Ho ho!" At the end of Nick's turn, though, Lank, Strahd reaches back and tries to pound you in the face again.
Wait, what?
And misses.
Jeez.
Nick's attack was sufficient to distract him.
Can I just start swinging wildly at him then?
Yeah.
Are you going to... I just didn't want to skip you if you wanted to jump in at this point or if you're still waiting.
Oh, yeah, I can't leave my buddy Nick hanging. sure. I'll rush in and let's see how this stuff actually works on Strahd. Let's try using the Turn Undead. But I'm going to hold on to the holy symbol around my neck when I cast it.
Okay.
So he has disadvantage on his saving throws.
Because of the holy symbol, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to expend 3 charges.
Mm-hmm.
Turn Undead. I believe, yeah, it's a wisdom saving throw.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
But what is the difficulty?
It would be your spell save DC.
14.
Alrighty. You see that it looks like he takes like a half a step backward, and he says, "No!" And then he says, "No!" And he doesn't move any further.
Ah, crap.
Then he says, no.
You all get, like, the sense of, like, power radiating out from him when he says that final no.
Guys, I think we're screwed.
Yeah, but you managed to intimidate him a little bit.
So that was your action. Would you like to do anything else?
No. Run away.
Rafina, it's your turn.
All right, I'm worried about my buddy Link, so I would like to...
I shall die as I lived, pounded underground.
But not without a fight. I'm gonna do Sanctuary, which is warding a creature against attack.
Okay.
I pull out a small silvered mirror.
Hmm.
And I reflect the light in the mirror so that it gets into Strahd's eyes and makes him blink just to annoy him. And,
yes!
And then I say my little spell, and it beams the light from the sun to Lank and makes bubbles around him.
Glinda the Good Witch.
You're all very amazed because if you recall, Barovia is basically devoid of sun. It's always overcast and gray and gross, but somehow there's still this light that Rafina is able to pull from the air and reflect through her mirror.
I forgot to mention that part. Yeah, there isn't actually any sun. The light is just beaming from the Morning Lord!
All right. So that lasts for a minute. If the warded creature makes an attack or casts a spell that affects an enemy creature, the spell ends. So keep that in mind, Lank. You feel like this protection will only last as long as you don't make
it. Does this change my stats at all, this protection?
Basically, if something tries to attack you, they have to save. If they fail, they have to choose another target.
Okay. And if I do anything, it breaks.
If you attack Strahd, basically, it will break.
Okay.
And Rafina, that's just a bonus action, that spell, so you actually still have your full action left if you want to cast another spell or do something else.
That was true. Okay. I really hate to do this, because I don't like having sworn enemies, but Rafina is very angry at these shenanigans going on, and so she pulls out her oath bow.
Hmm.
So I will be knocking an arrow on the bow, which I didn't know was a word. N-O-C-K.
Yes, except in a cross. This is a lot of the text in this refers to a bow, like a bow and arrow, like a strung bow. This is a crossbow, which oath bows technically aren't. So you'd be loading a bolt.
Oh, loading a bolt.
I now understand. I now see the whiteout.
Yeah.
And I hear it whisper. Which is Elvish for swift defeat to my enemies.
Yeah. But and Will, you again hear whatever you're garbled. You remember you were able to kind of understand what it said.
Oh yeah.
I forget what I told you.
I don't remember. Enemies?
Bad dead or something like that, I don't know.
I don't know.
And I say, Strahd! Make my day!
That's amazing.
Swift death to you who have wronged me also. And I let it fly.
Alrighty. So Strahd is now your sworn enemy.
Yeah, for 7 days.
Until it dies.
Yep. Or until it dies.
It'll wear out.
All right, so you make your ranged attack roll and you have advantage.
Okay. I got a 10 and then I add 2. It's not very much.
So wait, what did you roll on the die?
10.
You can roll it twice, first of all, because you have advantage.
That's right, you just said it. 18!
Oh, stab, bitches!
But you also get to add your normal, your light crossbow attack bonus.
I will do that,
which
then.
Is probably like 5 or 6
it's
or something.
It's 6!
Yeah. So 26 to hit is actually what you have.
Don't make Rafina mad.
All right. That certainly hits.
It's going to give him a splinter, right?
Yeah, probably.
It's gonna make him try to hit me again.
He catches the bolt, just throws it at Lang.
So you can roll your damage. It's normal 1d8 piercing damage from the bolt, but then you also get to roll an extra 3d6 piercing damage because he is your sworn enemy and you can see the way directly to his heart.
Whoa.
Holy.
Does he have one?
You don't know.
Oh. Did she know?
Yeah, she can see. Tell us.
I can see.
It's directly to his heart. It's in his leg.
He doesn't.
Well, there's your problem.
He doesn't have it.
Lang kicks Strahd in the shins. It goes back up to where it's supposed to be. A reformed character.
Yep.
Okay. 4.
So that's 9, because it's plus 3 plus 2. And then 3d6.
15!
Plus the 9? Or is plus that including the 9? Okay.
Oh, I don't know. I've never had a sworn enemy before. I'm very uncomfortable with the concept.
All right. So your bolt flies true, and it thuds into Strahd's shoulder. You see it smoke a little bit. Strahd lets out a grunt of pain, and he looks to take it out on you, Lank.
Of course he does.
Like, but first he has to roll a wisdom saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
Which he succeeds on. And that is a 15 to hit.
Oh, that is not a hit.
Okay. So the bubbles still seem to deflect his punch a little bit. And then we go to Will.
Alright. I guess I'm going to try Polymorph. So you have to do a wisdom saving throw.
Mm-hmm. What's your spell save DC?
15.
All right, and what happens? Like, what does this look like, Will, casting Polymorph?
Well, I'm trying to think of, like, what I should change him into. I think, because according to the spell, like, if we try to cause him damage, he'll just turn back into himself, essentially. Like, if we cause him damage so that he drops to 0 hit points, he just goes back to his regular fucking form. So, I'm thinking I will change him into a fish and kick him into the lake, if I can.
Ooh,
do that.
I like it.
So I'm okay. Going to, as usual, this purple, black smoke stuff, it's just kind of making its way up from my feet, like from my heels, and then I'm like, it's like I'm drawing it up, like wafting it into my hands. And then it's like a cloud in front of me, and I shoot, like, I'm thinking, like, the sign language for fish, like,
nice.
Like shooting my hand through it,
mm-hmm.
And that is going to send a bolt of this stuff up through his nose and hopefully turn him into a fish.
All right. So you see the smoke shoot across the battlefield and up into Strahd's nose, and he seems to inhale it deeply, almost unwillingly. His head snaps back, and you see him, he goes, and you see his body... for a second, turn into a cod, just floating in midair. And then you see it snap, turn into a bat. Snap, turn into a cloud of mist. Snap, turn back into Strahd.
Aw, man!
And he goes, you think you can have control over my shape?
Oh, fuck you,
I have utmost power over my being!
Except you don't have utmost power over other people. Am I right, Rafina? High five!
Ask the denizens of this land!
Power for women. I was trying to finish my sentence. Strahd.
Due to previous jokes made by Pork Fried Dice, that comment is rendered invalid. But you get the sense that you would not ever be able to succeed with that type of a spell against him.
I hate this game.
Being a shape changer.
All right.
Anything else?
I think seeing that makes me feel very weak, and I back up more. I don't have control over him.
How far back?
I back up. There's no more map. Yeah, I back up further than the map. Further than the map represents. I'm gone. Yeah, like, it's like a nervous backup, so it's like 5-10 feet. Not, like, hugely far.
Okay. And, Lank, it's your turn.
Okay. So if I do anything, I lose the bubble.
If you cast a spell that hurts him or try to attack him, then yes.
See, I'm not good for too much other than attacking. But Rufina's efforts did mean that I didn't get hit by him on his 18th or 19th attack just now when he tried to hit me again. Mm-hmm. So yes. I'm going to, using my hand axe, take some more swings because, you know, maybe get...
All right.
Go from grimace to a true sneer. I don't know.
All right. Go for it.
All right. So that is an 18 to hit.
That hits.
So you're canceling my sanctuary?
Yes. Your bubbles,
you only had it for like 6 seconds.
The bubbles float up into the sky.
And for those 6 seconds, I was sanctuaried.
You didn't want to just sit still for a little while?
What good would that do anybody? He's still trying to hit me.
We're trying to keep you alive, Lank.
And I'm trying to save the day. Or something, I don't know. All right. That's 3 of what? Slashing damage? And 7 radiant damage.
All right.
And I might as well do that again. All right. Or try to do that again.
Slash, slash.
That is 21 to hit.
That hits.
Okay, 6 slashing damage and 9 radiant damage.
Okay. And then it is, are you doing anything else?
You know, this might be as good a time as any to use the action surge.
Okay. Sure.
And get a third, a third attack, because I feel like we're going to need it.
Yep.
I just make a note that I'm using it. Okay. Okay, that is 19 to hit.
A hit.
Another 6 for slashing, and a 7 for radiant.
All right. And now it is Strahd's turn. Anybody who's looking closely, which I imagine is most of you, sees that a lot of, you know, Lank has dealt some wounds, a few of the rest of you have as well, but many of those wounds seem to stitch up. Right before your very
eyes. Come on!
He's made of triple antibiotic. What's that stuff called? Never mind.
Bacitracin?
Does anybody have some lemon juice?
Lemon juice! Yeah.
Alright, and then he is going to turn directly... He's been sort of just faced towards Irina, but you've dealt him enough damage, Lank, that he's going to turn directly at you.
Oh my god.
At me, how is that different?
he was just like kind you. Of like he wasn't even really paying you his full attention. It seemed like before.
Yeah, except all the attacks were at him. That's not his full attention though.
But he's going to just reach out and grip your shoulder or attempt to, and I need you to make a Constitution saving throw.
Okay.
Does he have +3, Bathwack?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Constitution would be the little. In the oval, underneath the Constitution score.
Do you have specific saving throws to the right?
Of course I do.
So yours is, might be a little better.
And yes, it is. And it's +3 from Bathwack. Mm-hmm. That's 19 total.
All right. So he does grip basically it feels like his grip is made of stone on your shoulder. And you start to feel this sort of dark, wasting energy pump into you. You and your dwarven resolve, you feel like you're able to keep a lot of it off, but you still take some damage. I'll tell you how much in 1 second.
There are a lot of rolling going on. I think I'm dead.
Oh my god.
17 necrotic damage.
All right. Got it.
Hey, Strahd, I was the one that was talking, just to let you know, that wasn't Lank, in case you had trouble figuring out who was talking and being annoying before. It wasn't Lank, it was me.
Are you trying to draw his
attention? No, I'm not, I'm just being stupid. I'm not saying that, obviously. Oh. I don't even, can we even talk in the middle? Like,
yes.
I thought, like, you in could be battles, talking this nobody's going to stop fighting. Like,
you don't know. You could try to do intimidation checks or persuasion checks.
Yeah, I'm going
to
intimidate Strahd. Watch, check this out. Roar!
I'm more persuasion. Or performance. Or nature. You get nude. It's a nature check, probably. History check. You could bore him to death.
I'll leave that to
this is Dungeons
whack.
And Dragons. You can do whatever you want. But yes, so he does that, and now it is Irina's turn, and she is going to lash out again with her rapier, and she says, I'm the one you want!
Don't call attention to that! What's
wrong with you? Esmeralda is going to take her action. She is going to come up behind Irina, and she's going to lay a hand on her back. And she'll say, you're safe now. And she casts Protection from Evil and Good on Irina, which prevents her from being charmed, frightened, or possessed by different types of creatures, including undead. And also, they have disadvantage on attack rolls against them. And then it's Nick's turn. It's just the NPC hullabaloo right here. And Nick is going to try to stab Strahd. He's gonna miss. He misses. He says, dang it! Bathwack, you take him! And then at the end of Nick's turn, Strahd is going to just... Basically, it looks like he's just casually walking, but he just strides through basically the whole group of all of you and comes up right next to Rafina and kind of near to Will. And this all happens in a blink of an eye. Normally, you'd be able to try to hit somebody when they do that, but you basically, by the time you realize anything, he's just right there. Leaving you all behind. As he's doing that, he's like, I'm tired of all of you. This ends now! And it's Bathwack's turn.
Alright, I'll cast Sanctuary on Will.
Alright. Bloop, 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 bloop. What does that mean? Yours probably don't look like bubbles.
And then, do we really want to piss him off?
You sense you have.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, then. Let's double down. I'll hold up the holy symbol and make it radiate sunlight.
Got it. So suddenly the area is filled with sunlight. It all feels very odd having been in this gloomy place for so long. You dimly remember up on the graveyard when the sun beamed down on that grave where that provided the ring for a short period of time. And it looks like Strahd is visibly affected by this light shining forth.
Huh.
He does not look happy about it. Is that an action?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to move?
No, I'll stay where I am.
Okay. Rafina.
Rafina feels emboldened by the trouble that Bathwack's last spell seems to have caused for Strahd, so she's going to pull out her spiritual weapon, which previously has been things such as a sewing machine and the
cotton gin. Yep.
Eli Whitney. So here it comes.
What do we got today?
We've got an air popcorn popper.
Oh, nice.
And it's rotating, it's spinning sort of like a whirling dervish. And those bubbles, those self-same bubbles that had been around Link, they are coming out of the popper, which is, we think all the bubbles are probably a result of being close to a lake. She's just, but Rafina herself is not aware of the forms that her magic takes. She just lets it happen.
I love it.
But yes, so that is spinning towards Strahd.
All right.
It's only an 8. Plus 6.
All right. That misses.
Wah, wah. All right. Well, I'm staying where I am.
Got it. Okay. Toe to toe with Strahd himself.
Holy shit.
Will.
Mm.
You're all bubbly.
I am really scared. Will is like watching this fucking guy walk towards him. and is peeing in his pants. And then he's also like, wait, where the freaking sword thing? Isn't he afraid of that sword? He's going to yell that out as he, man, I don't know what to do. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not good at fights. I have not built my character for fighting. I am a loser.
While all the while, Will is muttering on his under his breath, "I'm not good at fights.
I'm not good at fights.
I'm not good at fights."
I do believe in spooks. I do believe in spooks. I do.
Steve Corral is pretty close. You could jump on him and ride away.
I could fly away, and I could use Dimension Door to get away. But I don't think that Will would do that because I think he actually right now feels safer amongst these people who can hit Strahd. Mm-hmm. I thought about both of those options because I was like, running away means that I'm by myself when Strahd, if he decides to just come after me and kill me. Mm-hmm. So, I guess Eldritch Blast. It's so boring, but I don't know. I just truly don't know what to cast. All my stuff is, like, for role-playing situations. I don't really...
Okay.
Okay. Oops. One is 13 and one is 15.
Miss and a miss.
Yeah, sweet.
In retaliation, Strahd smacks Lank.
Yeah, no.
No, he does not. He actually strikes at Rafina.
Hey.
And that is 17 to hit.
Armor class is 16.
So you take 8 bludgeoning damage.
Ow.
And 10 necrotic damage. Oh, actually, sorry. Ignore the first part. You don't take the bludgeoning damage. You still take the necrotic damage.
Sorry, I don't know that.
Shut up, Alexa. God. Oh, bitch. Get out of here. Oh my God, she's still talking.
It's because you said her name again.
The books of the Bible recognized by any Christian church as genuine and inspired.
What are you talking about the Bible and
Strahd
Christianity
hears this
for?
Christian talk and he starts screaming in pain. Oh!
Alexa just wants to play too.
She's just talking forever.
Is she reading the whole Bible?
She really
Alexa, read the Bible!
Oh my God.
In Finnish.
You only take the 10 necrotic damage because he doesn't strike you. He reaches out and he grabs you by the back of the neck and holds on to you. You are now grappled by Strahd. Rafina. And it's Lank's turn.
Goody goody gumdrops, says Lank as he sprints into battle. I'm going to move down to continue smacking at him. That is a 22 to hit.
That hits.
All right, that's 4 slashing and 7 radiant.
Alrighty.
And I'll do the same thing again, or try to.
Good old axe murderer, Lank.
19 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. That is... dice going everywhere. Okay. That is a 4 slashing damage, and that is 10 radiant damage.
Alrighty.
So he's dead now, right?
Oh yeah, he's so dead.
We're not allowed to know how many hit points he has, are we?
No.
Nope.
We could ask him. Hey, Strahd, how many hit points you got?
And he looks around, and he basically swivels his head, but you all feel like he's looking into each one of your eyes at one point or another, directly at you.
Oh, he's like one of those pictures that when you move around the room, the eyes follow you. Mm-hmm.
Those are all Strahd. I don't know if you knew that. That's why that's happening. That Strahd is in all of those photos.
Gross!
And he says, "Give me Irina now, or she is mine." When he says that, he points at Rafina when he says, "She is mine." And he leans down and he plunges his teeth into your neck, Rafina.
No!
Oh, no.
Pippa, what do I do?
Aww.
As he does so, you see...
She talked to little kitty.
Oh, sorry.
That's Pippa.
Oh, yeah. Pippa, what do I do? She's like, I don't know, fucking run! Get the fuck away from him!
She's already running away. Like this!
as he's doing so, first I wanted to say that you see his skin sort of smoking anywhere where it's exposed to the sunlight radiating out from Bathwack. It looks like that's doing some significant damage to him. Huh. And you also don't notice his wounds regenerating.
Don't I have a holy symbol too? I guess I'm not wearing it. It's in my tinderbox.
Yeah, I mean, you that's what you use to cast your spells, but Strahd sinks his teeth into you. Uh-oh. And so
I was hoping you accidentally pressed the button to make that noise.
No,
but I guess
it was
not.
Very intentional. So you take
who will heal? Heal the healer. Heal a blah blah blah.
Oh. 11 piercing damage.
Do I have to write down what the various damages are?
It only matters if you have like resistance to them or something like that.
Yeah. Otherwise, it just comes out of your regular.
It just goes
hit point
away
total.
From your regular ones, and then you also take 12 necrotic damage.
Oh my god.
And your hit point maximum is reduced by 12.
Oh, that sucks.
And you see some life flood into Strahd a little bit. Some of his wounds stitch up.
Well, I'm not surprised because I have a lot of vitality.
And
yeah, I just heard him say that. It's true.
And then he reaches back. Tries to strike you, Lank, with his fist, but it clangs off of your armor. Huh. With his face buried deep in Rafina's neck.
Ugh.
What the shit? Okay.
And then he's still got her grabbed, and he is going to try... He's going to move to the west, dragging her along with him. Away from you all.
But, like, what, give, like, what do we own Irina to? Like, do you think there's a transfer deed or something? What the f-
Stand back! And let me take her.
She doesn't want you! And neither does the little old lady. Are you now
neither
into that?
Neither do I! I'm old!
We could work on it, or something, maybe.
Alex thinks that we should give Irina to Strahd.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know what else to do.
No, he's for real.
I don't know what else to do. Will, the problem is very early on in this conversation, Strahd was like, why do you care? And I was like, well, I care for reasons that I can't, like, express to you. Like, I could use her to manipulate the situation. But right now I can't, so here you go. Here you go. Take Irina. Take her.
Does anyone have a way to animate the hand or empower the hand? Because I feel like the hand might be on our side. Then again, the hand and also Irina could both be evil forces. We have no idea.
Yeah.
Because there's definitely something wacky going on with Irina.
Yeah. I really don't know.
Bathwack, can you animate things? Can you somehow convey power to the hand?
No. I can transfer my armor class to the hand.
I can flavor the hand.
Permanently give the hand all of my hit points.
I can close a door on the hand.
It's true.
Ow!
Nick can make the hand fall asleep. So, Rafina is dragged away from the party by Strahd. He's got his hand on the back of her neck like a vise. He's already sunk his teeth into her once and drained some of her life away. And Irina sees all this happening. She lets out a shocked gasp when he bites her. And as he drags her Rafina away, Irina shouts out, "Stop! Stop all of this!" And she strides, walks up right in front of Strahd. She places a hand on his chest, and she says, more softly, but still loud enough for you all to hear.
Don't do it!
Stop this. Hmm. I will go with you.
No!
Let her go.
Oh my god.
No!
No!
I don't mind if he bites me again. It doesn't hurt that much.
Gross.
It's just it's a mere flesh wound.
Esmeralda sees all this happening, and she's like, no, don't go with him! But it looks like she's kind of holding, waiting to see what happens. She doesn't do anything one way or the other. Hmm. And Nick, he runs up behind Irina, and he says, Irina, no, don't go with him! He'll kill you, or worse! And she basically just, like, holds up an arm, like a hand, towards him, but doesn't break eye contact from Strahd. who's just staring down into her face. He looks almost enraptured. And,
blech! Blech!
In your head, Will, you suddenly hear something.
Oh, no.
And you hear, "Let him take her."
It's really dumb to just let a big chess piece like this out of our hands, whipcrack asshole. That's what he says. He doesn't give a fuck. He's like, "What are you gonna kill me? Oh, Strahd's gonna kill me. Who gives a fuck right now? This is really stupid.
This is Rafina's more important than her.
There's no way to get away, all of us, like, as a group?
Yeah, kind of fucked this one up.
Oh, I did. Great. Well, what am I supposed to do? I can't do anything anyway, so sure, I'll just continue to stand here.
Good. Seems to be as good as you did with this fight, he says, laughing like I'm laughing.
Yeah. Well, really stupid. I don't agree.
Bathwack, it's your turn.
I bet Strahd's gonna be gone any second. I'm gonna throw a javelin at him.
All right, go for it.
Great.
Don't miss.
Oh.
No.
Don't say that. 18.
Nice.
Hooray! It does a whopping 9 points of damage that probably doesn't even hurt him.
You throw it with your normal amount of crazy half-dragon, half-man force, or whatever the hell you are, and it whistles through the air, and most foes it would thud deeply into them and stick quivering. It does penetrate a little bit, but it certainly doesn't do enough to stick into him, and it clatters onto the ground. But it seems to wound him a little bit.
You know, so like, I throw it overhand, right?
Yep.
And I let go of it, and you know, normally my hand would kind of be coming down, but as I'm following through and bringing my arm to the ground, I'm flicking him off.
Yeah!
he's not even looking at you, but it still feels good.
I think you only have 3 fingers, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I still have a middle finger.
Yep.
You do have 1 middle finger, that's true.
Yeah, what if you had 4 fingers? Would you hold up the middle 2?
Yeah, who knows?
Would you put your other finger in between? Like you have to hold another finger from your other hand?
Like shadow puppet middle fingers.
What else would you like to do?
You're going to tell Rafina to please pick that up for you. So that you get to have it back.
I'm pretty far away. No, you know what? I can run right up next to him.
Yes, you can.
23, yeah. I'm going to run up next to him next to Rafina. Mm-hmm. And I just want to hit him really hard. I'll use a level 2 spell slot. I'll use Divine Smite and hit him with this sword.
Okay. Your new fancy sword?
Yeah, the fancy sword. 22.
Oh, yeah.
It does 13 slashing and then an additional... If the target is undead, it does radiant damage.
Not the Defender Sword. That was the Hand Axe.
No, I'm using Divine Smite.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so 17 radiant damage.
Wow. That seems to be a significant hit. He's staggered a bit by that. Still has a iron, fast grip on Rafina's neck, and he's still staring deeply into Irina's eyes. That's probably the most remarkable thing, is that he never breaks eye contact with her. He's still looking down at her face.
I'm trying to cut his arm off, so he lets Rafina go.
Oh, the irony. Yeah.
And then it is Rafina's turn.
Well, Rafina is nimble and stealthy. Any chance she can just twist out of his hand?
You can certainly try. You could do a strength athletics check or an acrobatics check.
Well, she's going to do acrobatics because she wants to twist out, and at the same time, she wants to try to poke him in the eyes to break this eye contact that's so striking.
All right. If you do well enough with your escape, I will let you do that, because it takes most of your effort to try to get away from him.
Well, okay. I'm just going to focus on getting the eye contact gone then.
Okay, so you're not going to worry about getting
twisting
out of this?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're just going to try to poke him, basically?
Yeah, do I still do a strength check?
No, the strength or dexterity would only be if you're trying to escape.
Okay, all right.
So just make an attack roll.
Oh, god damn it. It's a 4.
All right, you reach up and you try to poke his eye. He doesn't even try to move out of the way. And your finger just, like, you just jam right at his eye, but ew. It's like poking a marble.
Ew.
It doesn't break his contact at all?
He doesn't even blink.
That's creepy.
And then it's Will's turn.
You know what I have to say about my stupid patron? Fuck that guy. He doesn't know anything about strategy. So I'm going to... I don't know what I'm going to do.
Now that I've said my piece, I will continue to stand here watching this from afar, ready to sprint away at a moment's notice.
I'm a master of strategy. I have no idea what to do.
I'm not a master of battle strategy. All right. I think I'm going to... Shit. Because I have two spells that I'm trying to pick between. One of them is Banishment, which only lasts a minute, which is kind of bullshit. But it'd give us a 1 minute head start, which wouldn't help. The other one is Hold Person. But that's also 1 minute. So it's like either Hold Person so that everyone can beat up on him for a little bit.
I think, doesn't that end if you hit him?
Does it?
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't. Ah. Actually, I might be wrong about that one. I think that's something else.
All right. Target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw and be paralyzed for the duration. At the end of each of its turns, the target can make another wisdom saving throw. On a success, the spell ends on the target.
But attacking doesn't do anything. Sorry, I'm wrong about that.
So, I mean, like, I think that I'm a little pissed about the stupid whipcrack guy. That was the first time I actually wasn't reacting to that whipcrack sound. Katie wasn't. And I think Will doesn't either. I think he's a little like, you know what? You fucking fuck. Called me to this land. You want me to fucking be this guy that's going to take this guy down. I can't even do anything to him, but all I have is my strategic stuff that I do. So... I'm going to cast Hold Person on him, and I'm going to tell everyone to start beating the fuck out of him, if possible.
All right.
Okay. Wait, so out Hold of Strahd, Person. Out of the Misty guy.
Out of Strahd. Misty guy is not here. I don't think you saw him. I think it was just a voice in my head.
Well, I have a question. I have a question. You just heard it. Do I still have the ability to tell what Will's thinking?
You know his emotion.
Feeling, yeah.
Feelings. So what is Will's feeling?
Very angry.
Angry and frustrated. And he
angry and insulted. Like,
Rafina knows this, but what does she think of that? Is she like...
What does Rafina think of that?
Well, I'm kind of asking the DM because I want to know how much I can... Is there like a wisdom or an intuition or something I can do? Because I want to know if he should be listening to the swirly guy right now. If I should send any advice to Will.
You probably wouldn't know that he's listening to the swirly guy, especially because you didn't get a sense of fear. And I feel like any time you've ever realized Will was interacting, if you've ever, I'm trying to remember.
So it's raw emotion, I feel. It's not like any, correct. There's no context. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Never mind. I don't care. I'm mad too.
It was a good try, though.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Hold Person. So that's a wisdom saving throw. What's your spell save DC?
15.
All right. So, before you cast the spell, Strahd was basically motionless, and he still is.
So can I tell? I can't tell if I did.
Make an arcana check.
Oh, God. I might have just wasted a spell slot. That sucks. Great. It's going to be nothing. It's like going to be 5 or something like that, arcana. It's 6.
You feel very confident that it worked.
Great. Great. I'm going to tell everyone to start beating him up, and he's totally going to, like, just beat everyone else up. But I'm going to say something like, I'm assuming there's a physical manifestation of the spell as well.
You didn't describe that.
Okay, well, it would be another black and purple, and it looks like it's intertwining through his legs and up over his torso, like vines or something, for a moment, and then it just kind of vanishes. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then he's like, I tried something. I have no idea if it worked, but hopefully he can't move now, guys. Possible. Irina, run.
And she's like, no, he won't stop chasing me.
Oh, God. Fine. All right, go ahead. Happy marriage. Congratulations, guys. Wish you best of luck. I hope you have lots of vampire babies. Mazel tov, guys.
And then she says, no, trust me.
Ugh.
And I want you to make an insight check.
All right. Insight. 17.
All right. When she says, trust me, you feel like, just from, she doesn't even look at you, she's still maintaining eye contact with Strahd, just from the tone of her voice, you feel like she has something up her sleeve.
Aww.
She's not like, trust me, I'm going to go away and you'll all be fine. It's like, actually, like, trust me. Lank, it's your turn.
Okay. I've been trying to decide what I was going to do. I hadn't made as much progress as I would have liked.
If you're concerned about directly attacking him, one of the things you could maybe try to pull Rafina away from him.
Yeah.
With your brute dwarven bulk.
I thought you were going to say balls.
With your brute.
I'm going to knock Rafina out of the way with my balls.
That I sprayed with brute this morning.
I'm either going to try to tackle Rafina out of his grip or tackle Arena out of the way. I don't want to leave Rafina in his clutches.
Yep.
Since Arena has been like, hey, I'll go with you, and he's still like Darth Vader choking her. So, yeah, I'm gonna try to tackle Rafina out of his grip.
All right. So go ahead and make a strength athletics check.
Do I get any bonuses from Bathwack on this one?
No, it's not a saving throw.
Now, since this isn't is this an attack? Because 19 or 20 is fancy for me, right?
It is not an attack. That would be, you would be able to deal critical damage. So unless you're trying to spear Rafina and drive your shoulder into her midsection.
I'll save you! I will cut you out of his hand. Okay, well, we won't do that.
But
so
I take it you rolled a 19.
That would be 19, 27.
Alrighty. Yeah, you run up and you do, you know, basically spear her, you throw your shoulder into her midsection, and you're able to wrench her out of Strahd's grasp. Rafina, you take 2 points of damage as this claw-like grip is just ripped away from your neck, but you are free from his clutches.
Ooh, nice job, Link.
Plus a little bit of bruising from the balls, I'd imagine.
I'm not so happy about that.
Yeah, Lank, you take 20 scroldle damage.
Scroldle damage?
20? I don't think so. I've got balls of steel.
Yeah, your balls are fine. Your scrotum's ripped to shit, though.
Did you say 2? That I'm losing 2?
Yeah, just 2. Okay. And it is Strahd's turn.
Now, since I didn't attack, I don't get to do anything else, right?
Yeah, that was your action.
But that was pretty badass.
Yeah.
It was. Just pissed at him and shit.
Strahd slowly lowers his hand that was gripping Rafina almost absentmindedly. And then he lifts it up and he touches Irina's face.
Ugh.
Will, at this point, you realize he's clearly not paralyzed.
Aw, damn it! Nothing I do ever works!
And he says, just staring directly at her, yes. Yes, our destiny. You and I, we are meant to be together, Tatiana. Come with me.
Okay, if you two are together, could you send us all home?
Yeah, how about that?
It doesn't even sound like he hears you.
Oh, hello!
Probably didn't say that, but...
I know, but it's a good idea. I think Will would say that. Hey! Can we go home now?
And he takes her hand. He turns as if to just walk away from you, just back to you all, not even giving one fuck. And they actually do start to start to walk away. Bathwick, you were close enough. You could take another swing at him if you would like to.
Yes, absolutely. Just one?
Yep, just an opportunity attack.
All right. 22.
Hit.
13.
Alrighty. Bathwack, your sword does strike through. It slashes through his cloak, and you see a freshet of blood ooze out. But he doesn't even break stride. And then Irina, she puts her hand on the hand that's holding Strahd's, and she says, wait. Wait a minute. I have to say something first.
Blah, blah. Psych, you're gross. I'm just kidding.
She turns to all of you And she looks into your eyes and she says, "Thank you all for what you've tried to do for me. I realize that, run as you might, there's very little you can do to escape your fate. All of us, we struggle as we can, but in this land, there's so much we have to fight against. And it doesn't make sense for you all to sacrifice yourself unnecessarily for me, when I know it'll all end up the same at the end." She turns and looks up into Estrad's face, and she says, It's time to accept what was meant to be for all these many, many centuries." And her grip tightens down on his hand, and suddenly you see that her arm, now restored, flames are starting to lick up it. Mm. His eyes widen slightly at this, and the flames start to increase just a little bit and a little bit more. It looks like he's actually trying to struggle to get away, but she holds on tight. And then all of a sudden, she is just this blinding pillar of flame. This white-hot flame that engulfs both him and her. And you hear him screaming within this pillar.
Whoa.
This harsh, like almost like a yowl of pain as this flame engulfs both of them. And this pillar just shoots straight up into the sky. It's even brighter than the sunlight that your holy symbol is radiating, Bathwack. And this seems to go on forever, though it's probably only 5 or 10 seconds. And then finally the flames start to die down, and you're all blinking at this bright light. And as you regain your vision, you see Irina standing there, and you are able to regain your sight quickly enough to see his form collapse in on itself, clothes and all. Oh. And then suddenly this cloud of mist is where he once stood. And
flavor the mist.
We're absolutely desperate to find some way to contribute.
I know, seriously.
Irina says, sour apple.
Yes! No, I make it taste like garlic. Duh! And he's like, I don't like this. I don't know if that counts in this game.
That's what we were going for. Ew!
And you all hear Strahd's voice. This time it's in your minds. It's this scream. It's not physical, so it's not assaulting your eardrums, but it feels like someone has basically turned it up to 11 in your heads. And you all hear, "This will not go unpunished! You..." And it sounds like he's pained, but he's screaming out, "You will all pay for this! This was the one thing I had left to live for!"
What about Tatiana? She's the one who did it! Tatiana!
I don't know what you did to her! What? How you corrupted her!
Oh my God.
But you will all die! Slow, painful deaths! This cloud of mist is sort of floating up and away from you. Towards the east, as this tirade goes on in your mind.
Oh my God! What can we do anything to make him stop floating? We obviously hurt him a lot. Damn it! I have nothing. I don't know what to do. I
mean, some of us have crossbows, but that just seems ridiculous. It's a mist. Fine, fine.
Man.
Basically, we can consider this out of initiative order, so if anybody has something they would want to try or do, feel free.
Oh, God. Yeah, like, what? Because even if I could... See, I have one other spell I could try, but even if I captured him in it, what can we do to mist? Like, nothing.
What are you thinking?
I have magic circle that I can hold undead inside.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing about Magic Circle is that it's a fucking cylinder, and I don't think it has a top. It's not a dome. So
it's a straw smokestack.
I know, right? He just blows out the top, and he's still like, "Oh, interesting exit, Will. Thanks. Bye."
I think it does have a. Let me see. Yes, it's 20 foot tall.
Yeah, it's 20 feet tall, which is fucking stupid. Because like, what am I supposed to? Oh, whatever. Yeah, so I don't really have anything. Damn it, you guys. We should trick the DM. Someone's got to have something to defeat Mist. He's like, "Oh, I'll just have him turn into Mist and he'll blow away." But there's got to be something.
I could rain on him.
Yeah. Ooh, rain, and then he would condense down into the lake and his brother could beat him up.
Right! There we go.
Good plan.
Will that work? Do it. Yes.
Dang. I think we need to just focus on recuperating.
Arena's still there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
If your attention is turned to her, she appears to be unscathed. Her clothes have completely burned away.
Oh my god! Whoa!
What?
Hey!
How come Strahd's didn't? That's ridiculous.
He's a mist.
But he said his clothes and his body mm-hmm. turned into mist. His clothes should have been burned away too. That's sexist. Ooh, the lady loses her clothes.
Nick pulls down his pants just to make things equal.
Lank does too, but equality has nothing to do with it.
Oh my god.
She seems to be wholly unperturbed by this, though. Her rapier is still there, and that has clattered to the ground. Irina is turning, and she is basically walking through / past you all towards the pond.
Okay, have a bath. Goodbye.
Yeah, suddenly, we were all like, don't touch the pond! Now after all this, it's like, yeah, go ahead and touch the pond. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't seem like that big a deal anymore.
Yeah.
As she's going, she says, I meant it when I said thank you to you all.
She's going in. She's going in, guys!
Yeah. Well, I don't think I'm going to stop her after that.
She says, I would recommend you don't.
Okay.
No hard feelings.
What are you doing? Asked Link.
Like I said, I realize that eventually we all have to succumb to our destiny.
Wait, but we have so many questions.
Which is what in this case?
We succumb have so is probably questions. The wrong
right.
word.
You said succumb.
Who's Tatiana? How are you Tatiana?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Right, yeah. How about that?
She stops and turns. She says, I am Tatiana. My soul has been reborn over the centuries in many different forms. Irina is the most recent. I did not realize this until I was presented with the face of my love, Sergei.
Wait, are you gonna
in a comedy, the hand in the water would wave at that point.
Well, everything is explained. Thank you. Go be with your lake buddy.
Yeah. Like, are you gonna go drown yourself? Is that what your goal is now?
I don't think that drowning is what awaits me in this pond.
Oh no, this sounds really weird, man.
I can understand how it would seem weird to you, but,
just as a normal human.
I don't know that you've experienced the love that Sergei and I share.
Are you going to become a body of water as well?
I don't know. I'm kind of excited to find out, actually.
Oh, no! Oh! Will just, like, squinches, like, ugh. All right.
Hey. I do owe you my gratitude. Are there any other questions or anything I can answer for any of you?
Is this it? Are we not going to see you anymore?
I don't think you will. I've waited a long time for this.
Any chance, since you seem to be the only one here who had any effect on Strahd in like a combat sense... Any chance you could back us up? Because I don't know if you could hear the screaming, but I think some of us heard the screaming that he was, like, going to kill us slowly. So if you could not jump in the lake just yet and sort of, you know, come to the castle with us and we'll throw down, then you can, I mean, he's already dead, your boyfriend, so, you know, 20 extra minutes.
Yeah.
What difference is that going to make?
Yeah.
Very good point.
She says, Strahd has taken too much of my life as it is.
Yeah, but he's going to take all of our lives, too, was the point we were aiming at there.
She smiles slightly at you, and she says, Strahd, he puts up a tough facade, but I think he was closer to death than you might have imagined.
After you caught fire,
right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, I mean before.
Oh.
Smart ass.
It still seems like it'd be real helpful if you could take an extra minute and
yeah.
Puts up a tough Fastrad.
So are you just going to live in the lake?
Again, I don't know.
This is bizarre. You're really confident now. And the thing is, like, you've apparently been recycled, you just said. You're like all, you're a recycled soul. So what happens if you turn into a lake, but then you're condensed into the sky, and then rain happens, and then you're like into a new baby or so? I don't know how it works. I'm just making this up based on the Dracula book I read the other day. But you know what I mean? Like, you're saying that you've been, over the years, you've taken many forms. What's to say you're not going to just take another fucking form? Why don't you actually help us? I think Lank is completely right. It seems a little shitty.
I could never turn my back on Sergei at this point.
Might be a nice change to be part of the water cycle.
Could we get Sergei's input on this?
Yeah.
I'd like to talk to him. He sounds like a neat guy.
It's like you're waiting for your long lost love. Well, I get that. I do. I don't mean to downplay that. But Strahd and your girlfriend is a fireball.
Yeah.
Like sometimes people say it's like, hey, his girl is a real firebrand, you know what I mean? I'm like, this is literal. Right now, she's on fire. Yeah. So could we borrow her?
Yeah. Yeah.
Lank's a little punch drunk for, I mean, I'm down to like 12 hit points, so.
So you're directing that at the pond? You're like coming, you're going to the pond and looking down in?
Yeah, talking to the hand.
All right. It doesn't look like he hears you.
Crying out loud.
And Arena comes up behind you. And as soon as she comes basically within view of the vision of Sergei in the water, his face brightens, and he again stretches his arm out to her, and says, Tatiana, come! What are you waiting for?
Hey! It's us! She's waiting on. Yeah, what if you enter this lake and you're, like, damned for all the... Hey, Gorin was pulled into a barrel! Gorin was pulled into a barrel of, like, kind of weird liquid. What if this is just another weird liquid? And you're pulled
Yeah,
in?
What if this isn't really him? It's a siren lake.
Yeah.
She says, this is a place of good. Can't you feel that?
Nope.
No. In this whole blasted land, this is the one place.
Will and Lank have agreed twice in a minute. I think both times it happens, Lank sort of like glances at Will, sort of surprised, but then goes back to trying to get to borrow Arena to go to the castle.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, no.
I'm sorry, but that's... I don't even think it's much of a chance, but regardless, it's a chance that I have to take. And she she reaches out and takes the watery hand.
Whoa.
Well, save a seat for us when we're all dead.
Yep. Spread my ashes in the nice, weird lake. The one good place.
And she begins to walk into the water.
Oh God!
Bye, Arena. It was good to meet you.
Oh no!
And the water just laps up, and she just walks, you know, into the pond. And you realize that when she gets to the middle, it's only about 3 feet deep the whole way across. She's just standing there. She has to like sit down awkwardly, like try to get under the water.
Oh my God.
She's laying down. She thinks she's underwater, but her elbow's sticking up.
Oh, man.
She starts walking in, and this isn't a very big body of water, but you see waves start to pick up a little bit and sort of wash into the shore and start washing over her. And she walks out, and before long, the waves are cresting over her shoulders. She takes one step further. There's a dip in the waves, and then it washes over her head. And when that wave settles, she's gone.
Oh my God, she just, like, drowned herself. That's what I'm going to take away from this. Fucking lady that we've tried to save for so long just went and drowned herself.
It's kind of ironic, don't you think, that she's all fiery, but then she goes into the water.
Yeah.
Like, that cannot work. It's very incompatible.
If it's not a particularly large body of water, if we were to dig a little channel and drain the lake, we could get her back out and take her to the castle.
Yeah. do it. All right, I'm okay. Starting to dig.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, God.
Make a dig check.
A dig check.
Make a stretch check.
All right, just a second. 182.
All right, you dig so much, you actually just, the whole body of water just is transposed into the new pond that you've dug instantly. Any and all bodies that were at the bottom of it got washed into the new pond, so you're left no,
oh my God.
No wiser than you were before.
Damn.
But yeah, that's where we're going to end for tonight.
Oh, man. I was gonna try to change Bernard into the I think he changed into a frog and send him in the lake and be like, is she just dead under there? Find her.
Rafina doesn't think she's dead. She doesn't think we'll see her again, but she doesn't think.
I don't think
dead.
She was supposed to be dead. Just she could have waited 5 minutes for crying out loud.
She's dead.
Did Strahd say, wait, we're coming right back?
No, he didn't say he's coming right back, but he said he's gonna kill us all. So, you know, yeah. Get ready for that.
Yeah, well, we have Nat to worry about.
That is true.
We'll be distracted by Nat.
We can be mildly distracted by that, and then die. Then still die, and, you know, when he kills us, then he'll go and kill Nat anyway, so everything we do is pointless. That's Will talking out loud for real. What's the point? Ah! Congratulations, everyone! Woohoo! Wow.
Congratulations, what's the point?
Yeah. It's like, what is the point of the villain when you cannot beat him? I guess it sounds like we could almost, if we were listening to the crazy lady who just drowned herself in the lake.
Right.
But
if you have, it's fine. You are closer than you think to defeating him, and now I die.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that so you would leave me alone and I could walk into this lake. You guys, you're good.
He's
you're
a
good.
Lot easier to kill than you might think. There's no hope in this land. I'm leaving forever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
Like, and now I will tell you how to kill Strahd. Follow me into the lake.
5 minutes ago, I thought I was somebody else and had no recollection of being several people over the centuries. Then I saw a lake, and I can't get away fast enough.
Yep.
Yeah, she's someone to trust. Definitely trust.
I need to... say goodbye to my brother in this life? No, he's fine, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, just...
Is anyone concerned about her being cold?
She's dead. She drowned herself.
She's have, not dead!
She seems to have the heat thing kind of under control.
Yeah, well, she could just sort of be on fire always.
Right.
And
yeah, I forgot to mention, as she walks in, a flame bikini... appears on
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.